Wow, 'tis the season indeed. This is 2 in 1 day. Has that ever happened to any of you guys before? 2 fucking trains in 1 day. Unemployment hour bonus train. Back to back. 2 in the same day. I guess somebody wants more podcasts. Well, where were they before I canceled the pod, or I downgraded Podbean? Or I'm just fucking with me right now. Or, you know, I guess it's a bad idea. Someone's trying to tell me that I don't need to go back to the Y for a second workout today. Yeah, it's a slow one and it's a long one. We got a train, 33rd and Circle. That train is so that's great. Cutting time into my workout. I luckily did get to daycare in time to pick up Benson, but now I got to sit through another one of these things. So that's great. 2 in 1 day. So yeah, maybe I do catch a lot of trains. I always was, you know, taking the woe is me approach and starting, you know, make a positive out of a negative and the unemployment hour bonus train. But yeah. Yeah, 2 in a row. Or not 2 in a row. I guess kind of 2 in a row. I've been in my car twice today. Well, I guess twice there and back, and now I've been in my car 3 times, and 2 of the last 3 have been, this is back-to-back. Both trips that I've gotten my car to go somewhere, I've caught a train. So I wonder if I will catch another one coming home, or if I should just turn the fuck around and go home. Because, yeah, this is, there must be a mass shooter at the YMCA, and the Lord, the Lord is telling me to, you know, or it's the devil telling me that it not to work out when really I should go work out. But fuck me. Holy fuck, let's go. Yeah, so unemployment hour bonus train. Well, what are we going to talk about? I guess it's 4-4 right now between Winnipeg and Nashville. So that's fun. None of my guys, I think Johansson got 2 points and Wheeler got 1. But none of my guys that I picked in my draft are outscoring the guys that everyone else picked in their draft. I wonder who picked Austin Watson. I really hope somebody picked him, because that really easily could have been my 10th round pick, because I picked McKinnon knowing that the Avs were probably going to lose, when I could have picked Austin Watson, and at least have him for longer. And I mean, I think he's got like 5 goals or 5 assists now, so he's probably going to outscore McKinnon. And he's in the playoffs longer. So hopefully somebody picked him before I had a crack at him. 10th or 9th round even. He would have been a better pick than Hagelin. So hopefully somebody got him. Because otherwise, I'm even worse at this game than I already think I am. I'm in second last place right now. Fucking bullies bullied me into playing. I didn't want to play, but I played. This thing is stopping. It's stopping in the middle of the fucking tracks. This is just great. At least I'm not in, well, kind of in a rush. I guess I should have got out of as soon as my wife got home from work, I guess I should have just got the fuck out of Dodge. But I guess, oh, look, it's passing. It's almost, there we go. It's taking its time. There's the caboose we were talking about. It's not really a caboose-looking thing, though. It's just the last car or whatever. But hey, okay, unemployment hour bonus train, another one. It's in the books. I'd rather listen to somebody else other than my own voice, so I'm going to bid you guys adieu this time. What was I saying? Yeah, so hopefully, yeah, ninth or tenth round, I really could have done well with going with, like, Austin Watson. But yeah, hopefully he was picked already. Otherwise, I'm a fucking idiot for picking a guy that I knew was going to, even though he had a lot of points in one round, point of game player, really. It was stupid to pick him knowing that his team was going to lose when Austin Watson is in the team that's going to win. And yeah, he's not Nathan McKinnon, but he's also going to be in the playoffs longer, and he's on like a hot streak. Like he's scoring a lot right now. So anyways, yeah, okay, see you later, bye.